butterfly effect.
Imagine, you're taking a hike near a riverbank on a brisk spring morning. The sun is shining and the ground is wet. Damp leaves squish under your feet. Then, all of a sudden, it appears. The mushroom you've been looking for all day. The true morel. Every year, for 3 weeks around April, mushrooms are hunted for the thrill and adventure. They thrive in wooded areas near trees like ash and elm. Morels need moisture and decaying matter to grow. I sat down with expert forager Dan Carpenter and asked him about his experience. He said the timing is everything.
The first 3 years, I didn't find one. So I went out for 3 years and I didn't find one. But then I ran into a buddy that played pinball, and we went out the next year together and we started finding him because he started teaching me some stuff. So I learned, and right after I learned some stuff from him, I got better. And then we found a decent amount, you know, not tons and tons of them, but enough for me, you know, and enough maybe to sell a tiny bit. And started doing good after that. And it's all about the ground temperature, and that's pretty much it, and moisture. You need the ground temperature correct and moisture. A couple of years ago, I went, the ground temperature was right. It has to be 50 to 55 degrees for 3 days in a row, and then you need some moisture. And so what happened was the ground temperature was correct 3 days in a row, but then at night, it got really cold, and there was actually like almost a frost or whatever, a frost warning, and it got down to like 30, 32, 35 degrees the next day. And guess what? I went out and I found a decent amount because the ground temperature was correct. Didn't matter about the air temperature. If you get them when they're fresh, that's the best morel to get, even though it might be smaller. It's only a day or two old, but it's, you know, it's a small to a medium-sized one. Those are the best ones to eat because you don't really want one that's been sitting there for 2 to 3 weeks. It might be big, but it's going to be decaying.
Morel mushrooms are not the only thing sprouting up in the forest. Other varieties are abundant, and they can be deadly if mistaken for morels. Morels cannot be consumed raw or undercooked. Using a field guide can help distinguish between edible and poisonous species. Both foragers and gourmet chefs use the prized morel to create amazing culinary creations. While deep frying is most popular, there are a number of ways morels can be cooked.
I tell you what, after you eat fried morels once or twice in a season, I don't want to eat anymore because I'm not really big on deep fried stuff. But I'll eat them once or twice in the season, you know, eat a few or have some friends over and have some fried morels, whatever. But what I really like to do with them is you can just saute them up with some red onions and put them on a steak. That's really good. You know, do them with some olive oil, a little bit of salt, pepper, granny leg, garlic, and then do the red onion with the morels. That's fire. And then another thing that I did 1 year, which was crazy, was I made a soup. And I literally used 2.5 pounds of morels to make one thing a soup. So it was about $125 soup that I made. And plus the other things that I put in it too, like the cream and, you know, that kind of stuff or whatever. But it was really, really good. I must say, it was really tasty. And serve it up with a piece of, like, nice crunchy bread, you know, to go with it. Probably some of the best soup I ever had. But I only did that 1 year just because I wanted to try it out. But one of my really favorite ways to do it, the last couple years I've been doing this more, is you grill them. You put them on a shish kebab. And you grill them up with some, you know, green pepper, red onion, morels, then throw some ribeye on there or some sirloin or whatever, you know, season it up real good. The kebab. Yeah, I'm telling you, grilled morel is the way to go.
The morel mushroom is an elusive and ancient food. Hunting it can be peaceful and rewarding. Connecting with nature and developing a love for culinary experimentation can be relaxing and fun. Thank you for listening to The Butterfly Effect. Until next time, goodbye.
The Butterfly Effect.